Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Again, that's coming up at 9:20, and of course, we're only less than 20 minutes away from getting to Get a Grip. But 216-474-0092, does Donovan Mitchell still have room for improvement? And I think that's an interesting thing, and a bit of a callback to what we talked about on Monday, because I do look at it, and Danny thought so too. Like, yeah, there's still room to get better if you're Donovan. And honestly, I think talking to Greg Swartz yesterday of Bleacher Report and Danny today is an interesting combination, yeah, because they both approached that question much differently. Like, Greg brought up the fact that Donovan has said several times he cannot see. Okay, so if you're going to talk about improvement for Donovan Mitchell, the guy could toss in a contact and maybe see the basket. He might be double the basketball player that he is right now. We have no idea. He's basically plain blind. Which, I mean, okay, fair point. But the other thing that was more circled in by Danny there was the fact that, I mean, he's 29. It's not like he's a guy that's completely off the rails, completely done for, and he's in the back half of his career. And I look at Donovan and I say, yes, absolutely, there's room for improvement. Now, is there room for Donovan to become, like, a better shooter? Always, but not necessarily. Like, I think at this point in his career, you know the type of shooter that he is. You know the type of ability that he has to drive to the rim, the type of defender that he is. It's a lot more of the micro adjustments that can be made from Donovan Mitchell, both in, okay, he can tweak some things. I'm sure there's points where he can be more efficient, most definitely, where he can get other guys involved, though, is where I mainly point to. And again, it was a conversation we had on Monday. It was, I can look at Donovan and say, the individual player, incredible. Top to bottom, he is an incredible basketball player with not a ton of holes in his game. But if you do have one flaw about Donovan, it's in the fact that he gets tunnel visioned. There's times where Donovan turns into, I am the most elite player on the floor, I am the best scorer on the floor, and I'm going to take it to the rim and I'm going to make sure that I score every single time. And he's capable of doing so. But I think that's where Donovan can improve. It is being, and it sounds weird, and I don't mean the way that it comes off, but he can be a better teammate. Like, I think he's an all-time guy for picking up his teammates, making sure that they want to succeed. I'm not at all alluding to that, but be a better teammate on the floor. Like, yeah, we all know that Donovan can go and score. The same thing that Jackson and I talked about on Monday. We all know that LeBron could walk up to the hoop and score just about on every possession for an entire half if he wanted to. But at some point, LeBron gets tired. And at some point, somebody else has to take over that offense. And when nobody else gets to touch the ball, when nobody else gets to score, it creates problems. Like, Donovan has to be able to be the teammate that helps everybody around him and makes everybody around him better. I think that's where Donovan has room to improve. I can look at him, the individual, and say he's great, but does Donovan Mitchell make everybody around him better? I don't know that that's something that I can point to and say yes. Like, I don't know that just because Darius is alongside of Donovan that Darius is getting better, especially on the court. Sure, Donovan helping you off the court become a better player. I think absolutely he's doing everything in his power to do that if I had to take a guess. Same with Evan. Same with everybody else on this team trying to develop. But on the floor, does Donovan improve your game and make your job easier? I don't know that that's true. I don't know that's true for any of his teammates. I don't know that Donovan sets you up and makes, you know, the shots that you have to take of easier quality. I don't know that Donovan is doing anything for the bigs to lighten their load, even with as good as a penetration drive that he has. I don't know that he's opening anything up for the bigs all that much. When I see opportunities open for guys like Jared Allen and guys like Evan Mobley, it typically comes through Darius Garland. You envision one Cav throwing a lob to one of the big men. Who is it? It's Darius Garland. Because he dribble drives and then looks to the rim and looks to find his teammates. And I don't think that's Donovan's game right now. I think he's capable of it. I think he can distribute the ball like no other, and I've seen him distribute the ball well. It's just he doesn't do it at all times. And I think there's improvement there. 216-474-0092. If you go through and look at it, does Donovan Mitchell still have room to improve? In your eyes, let's go out to the phones. Chuck is in Shaker Heights. What's going on, Chuck?
Yeah, hey. Listen, you know, these middle market teams like Indiana and, the Cavs and those teams, OKC, you know, the difference is the front office. It seemed like the GMs, they're not passing out. Kobe Altman's been passing out big contracts that, and giving these guys contracts, and he can't move them if he need them for a trade. And then these guys don't pan out to be worth the money a lot of times, like a Coro. And I think Porter Jr. is up for like a 4-year contract. Isn't that true?
Oh, Craig Porter. Yeah, I think he is, but it's on like, I don't know, the contract's not worth that much.
I mean, he's passing out money like his Monopoly money, but then he started with Kevin Love a few years back. And I mean, then we were stuck with Love, and he just kept doing it. I mean, you don't give all these guys because they're not worth the money. Like, you got guys sitting on the benches making $250,000 like a Coro. I mean, he don't deserve that money, So. And when it come time to trade these guys or use them for assets, don't nobody want them because they're not that good, and then they're not worth the money because they got these big contracts. So you need to stop giving this money out like that, these contracts, because you don't see no other team like that, like Indiana and OKC. They might have one superstar that's making that kind of money.
Yeah, and I don't think you're necessarily wrong, Chuck, and I appreciate the call. I think that there's definitely contracts you can look to on the Cavs and say, hey, that makes no sense. And I think you pointed out one of the big ones in Isaac Okoro being like, you kind of had the chance to move on from Isaac and doubled down and banked on, well, all these guys get along. All these guys have great chemistry. We'll pay them and hope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hopefully he turns into a proper 3-and-D guy. And I think we can all agree at this point that Isaac Okoro should not be used in a playoff rotation. Like, The defense is great, but he is an offensive liability. And his defense does not make up for what he gives you on the offensive end. I don't know that other teams aren't handing out those contracts at all. Like, there's several guys that you can look at the Oklahoma City roster and say, okay, they're under contract for longer than you'd probably expect them to. Alex Caruso is currently under contract through 2028, 2029, making over $20 million a year. You can look at Aaron Wiggins, under contract for 4 years, making $8 million all the way up to 2028, 2029. Then, yeah, you obviously paid your stars. You played Isaiah Joe a lot of money. I don't know that it's they don't pay guys at all, but I think the Cavs did get caught in kind of this awkward transition where they did start handing out contracts too fast, as you sort of pointed to. There, you have the opportunity to let Isaac walk and not put him under contract, but you decided to keep him because he was one of the closest things you had to a wing player. And you signed Darius at a different time where it made sense to sign Darius. You obviously have to give Donovan his money. You have to give Evan Mobley his money. Jared is still considered to be on a contract that is team-friendly. So yeah, you can talk about what they owe him, but that's probably more of a positive than a negative if we're being honest about it. But I think there's something there. I just don't think that tells the entire story. All right, we're talking to Cameron Justice coming up at 9:20. I did want to talk a little bit of Browns before we got there. I thought it was really interesting going through, and DeJuan Jones talks this week and talks about, you know, basically being over at left tackle, playing that full time. It's not the place he's comfortable, but plenty of reports being like, oh, hey, DeJuan's coming in very fit, much slimmer than he did in years past. And of course the Browns need that. The offensive line, I think, is one of the areas that you can look at this team and say, well, you're pretty solidified. Between Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, Wyatt Teller, and Jack Conklin. You're like, okay, I don't know that those guys are going to be entirely healthy, but with those four guys, I feel confident. And then your blindside blocker and at left tackle was Jed Wills last year for a good portion. Well, not a good portion. He didn't play very much, but it was supposed to be Jed Wills for a good portion. It's like, all right, well, that didn't work. DeJuan got hurt too. But that's really the one question mark. And where a lot of people in this draft were like, go get a left tackle. Go get a left tackle. Well, I think the Browns sort of told you what they thought with their situation at the tackle position, and that they have a lot of faith in DeJuan Jones. And I think him coming in a little bit slimmer and a little bit healthier maybe is a good start to him starting to take over this job and hopefully be there for a long time, because we know he can be an elite pass blocker. I think last year didn't tell us exactly that, but he most certainly can be. We saw him at Ohio State. We saw him his first year in the league. He can be elite in pass block situations. It was the run blocking that we were more concerned with. But I almost do just look at DeJuan and wonder, okay, if you're able to stay healthy, what does that do for sort of your future of the offensive line? Because you're going to have to patchwork some of these things up within the next couple of years. Joe Bitonio is not going to last forever. I mean, does he last through 2026? I think there's a world where that happens. I know he was joking around saying that Mike Bloomgren was sitting there saying, you could play for another 4 years. I don't think Joel believes that, but like maybe he could play for another 2 years. Maybe that's something that he can go into, including this season. And obviously, there's other guys there that you're going to have to move off of. Wyatt Teller's getting paid a boatload of money. Jack Conklin is, it feels like, healthy every other year. But if you're able to solidify the left tackle spot, it's a spot that I can look at and say, okay, if I'm confident there, I feel relatively good about a couple of the other spots. I've drafted guys that should be able to fill in those positions. I went and got Zach Zinter. I tried to supplement the center position. I got Luke Whipler a couple of drafts ago. I don't know if that's still going to work out or not, but you have Luke Whipler sitting there. You're probably going to have to take a tackle at some point, sure. But I think that you can do a lot if DeJuan's healthy, but it comes down to whether or not you trust DeJuan Jones, which I'll throw to you at 216-474-0092. Do you trust DeJuan Jones going into this season? Because I'll be honest, it was a player that after his first season, I think I can see the potential. And I can look at DeJuan and say, yeah, if you're healthy and you maintain the body shape that apparently you're coming into training camp with, and you're just not battling knee injuries every 2 seconds, I think that you're on a good path, a good trajectory to actually be a guy. I don't know if you're a franchise left tackle. I don't know that after this, I hand you a boatload of money and a massive contract. But if you're asking if I'm confident in the idea that a healthy DeJuan Jones is a serviceable piece that I can use and I can use for some time to come, then yeah, absolutely. I think you have to be confident in that. I don't think that there's much of another option. But the Browns got lucky. We all felt that DeJuan Jones was kind of a steal after his first season. And I feel like part of that went away last year, obviously because there was a little bit of regression that was had. But I think on top of it, you looked at DeJuan Jones and, multiple years of injuries, just doesn't necessarily have it. So again, 216-474-0092. Are you confident in DeJuan Jones as your left tackle this year? As well, as we always do at 9, get a grip. Coming your way here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.